Okay, today daf is Megillah daf Yud Beis. Yud Beis, we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the Megillah discussion. And we are now in the counting, the calculations of all of the Babylonian kings and the Persian kings in terms of what they thought Yirmiyahu HaNavi had in mind when he said 70 years. Did it go from 70 years from when Bavel took over? That was Belshazzar's suggestion. And the later suggestion was that no, it doesn't go from then. It goes from the Galus Yehoyachin when they started exiling Jews to Babel. That's what Achashverosh thought, and he was also wrong. And then we have finally what we say, it goes from the end, from Galus Sidkio, as we will discuss. The last point I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday was in the name of the Ben Yehoyada, and that is when Achashverosh took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, just like Belshazzar did. Belshazzar took him out and he was killed that night. And Achashverosh took it out and Vashti was killed. And the question the Mefarshim asks is that, why is that fair? Why is it Vashti and not Achashverosh himself? So let me just read inside what the Ben Yehoyada said. He said, what's the difference? Why was he, Yesh Lahakshos, Lama Belshazzar Nera Ku Atzmo, the Achashverosh Nera Ga Ishto, Va'od Mai Kamashvalon Ba'omru Beinehem. What does it mean, between them? The Satan was dancing between them. V'daylomar asa Satan v'rakad v'hareges Vashti. What do you mean, b'neihem? V'nira libisyad d'shmaya. T'balshitzar huaya harishon b'cheit. Shesamach al cheshbono. He was the first one to make a simcha when he had the incorrect cheshbon. V'asa maisa lehishtamesh b'kelim shal beis hamikdash. And he did that action to use the kelim. He was the one that had that idea. Let's celebrate by taking out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'achashverosh ra'a ma'isa Belshazzar, shesamach al cheshbono v'lasos ma'isa. He saw what Belshazzar did. V'oz gam hu lamad l'smoch al cheshbono v'lasos ma'isa. He learned from him. Nimsa, Belshazzar yesh lo shutfis, b'chet achashverosh gam kein. He has the Belshazzar had a chelek in the avera of Achashverosh. Kedin achofer bor v'lo yichasenu. V'navol shem asher achamar. Bala bar yisham. It's like somebody digs a pit and somebody doesn't cover it, so the bala bar pays. Lachain b'chet Achashverosh ne'ena ha'onesh b'shut v'shneim. Both of them were punished. Shene'er gavashti shibito yechida social Belshazzar. Vashti, who deserved punishment on her own anyway, was killed. V'kala zaro ba, and therefore his seed, his zara, his only child, was killed out. V'giyon zela Belshazzar, v'gam v'giyon zachashverosh, ki aisa Vashti ishto shi kagufo, v'haya oev osa yoser minavshos. That's why he was punished also. They both got punished because they were both had part of the chait. And we gave other answers yesterday from the Maharal as well, that the kelim were already nischalel by the time it was used. Okay, so now we get to the second to last line. Sof, kama b'tziron. Okay, so Achashverosh also miscalculated. How much was he off? Kama b'tziron, chadsrei, he was 11 years off. Remember, because he says it goes from 70 years from the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, which is when the first Galus took place, Galus Yehoyachin. And really, it was from the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, that's when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he was Maglet Tzidkio. So it's 11 years. So Iyu Kama Malach Arbeisar. How many years did Achashverosh rule for? 14. And we already said, he just thought the third year was the one that was the end of the 70. So you have to add on. Barbeisar Didei, Baila Lemivni Beis HaMikdash. So if we're off by 11, so in the 14th year of him, of his rule, the Beis HaMikdash should have been rebuilt. Alama Ksiv, and it wasn't. Why does it say, Bedayin Betelus Avidas Beis Eloka Di Yerushalayim? The Beis HaMikdash's rebuilding was stopped. So, how exactly does the 70 years work, even according to our counting? Amarava, Shana Mikudos Have, it was literally cut off years, meaning two of the previous years weren't full years. Belshazzar and Nebuchadnezzar and the leader after, Evel Merodach, the one in the middle, they were combined. So even though we count 1 year for Nebuchadnezzar, 1 year for Evel Merodach, really it was combined. That's really 1 year. So that removes a year. And also earlier, the Daryavesh and Koresh, but you always combine 2 years. So Mamela, the 70 years really end later, so we didn't get to that point yet. Tanya Nami Hachi, also the Brisa says, Va'od, Shana Acheres, or Shana Achas Yesh Lebavel, Va'amad Daryavish Yeshlim, and Daryavish was Mashlamin, so you see the Shanim war Mikutaos. Good. Amar Rava. Av Daniel Tabai Chushbana, even Daniel wasn't exactly sure, I made a mistake. Dechsiv, we don't exactly know what he thought earlier, but we know that he had miscalculated within his own mind. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Bishnas Achas Lumalcho, Ani Daniel Binosi Bisvarim. I, Daniel, analyzed Binosi Bisvarim. So what does that mean? I analyze Svarim from the word Svira, from the Lashon of counting. Mita ka'amar, binosi michlal the tough. And the text says, binosi, bin is a Lashon of thinking intensely, so it must be that he had thought something originally, and he had made a mistake. Bina, in general, means it's not just surface knowledge that one gets. Right? The Mefarshim on Tefillah point this out. We say, chachma bina vadas. Ata chonin le'adam das, umlami lenosh bina. These aren't just synonyms. We know that every word in the Hebrew language has a separate, unique meaning. So Rav Schwab in his Sefer on Tefillah discusses the difference between chachma, bina, and da'as. Dea, da'as, atachoni lo'adam da'as, Rabbi Schwab says, means the knowledge about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes down to us through the Torah. As in, ki mola ha'aretz dea at Hashem. The direct knowledge that we get, da'as. Bina is, as many sources point out, maven. Maven, to understand something, means you didn't just hear it, you hear something and then you understand it. Maven davar mitoch davar. In this case, the understanding of Torah that results from da'as Hashem. I get da'as and then I process it. That processing it into understanding and using it is bina. In Tanakh, he continues and says, there are many examples in which bina comes before dea, as well as dea before bina. And basically, the order really makes no difference, he says. Either it means that through the bina of Torah, one recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called dea, or the reverse is also true. As a result of the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dea, one proceeds to learn his Torah, which is called bina. Haskeli says, seichel means practical, applied wisdom. If one has wisdom in theory only, but does not apply it to his practical life, behavior, and character, this wisdom is not called haskel. If one knows all the halachas of a particular subject, but does not apply them in practice, he would not be possessed of haskel. We find in Yoshua, leman taskil, which means apply everything to your life. From the word seichel, when one is referred to it as an ish maskil, it describes a person who is intelligent and also successful in applying the Dvar Hashem. So again, all different levels. Obviously, Chabad stands for Chachma, Bina, and Da'as. All different Mefarshim, again, talk about the differences between these three types of wisdom. And Rav Schwab continues and says, it's interesting that the reality that we see in the physical world is going in the opposite direction than we believe in the Mesorah, right? The reality is that every generation is more advanced and more technologically sound. Every generation is faced with new halachic problems and shilas that didn't exist in previous generations. When we're faced with the shilah of whether one may wear a hearing aid on Shabbos, we might access all the halachas of Shabbos that were given thousands of years ago on our Sinai and apply our God-given talents of Das and Bina to understand how these halachas apply in a given case. Despite the fact that in the development of civilization, each generation rises to a higher level of scientific knowledge than the previous one, the opposite is true with regard to Torah knowledge. Scientific knowledge gets more, Torah knowledge gets less. The greatest people of our generation, what would have been considered small 200 years ago. That he quotes, a posik adar of today may not have merited to be the shamus of the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said of himself that even if he would be ten times as great as he was, he would not reach karsule haramban, the ankles of the Ramban. And the Ramban himself would not teach anywhere near the level of the greatness of the Gaonim. And the Gaon to the Savorim, to the last of the Amorim, and the Amorim to the Tanoim, to the Sofrim, to the Nevi'im, to the Rishonim, to the Nevi'im Achronim, the Nevi'im Rishonim, and Yoshua, and to Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything goes in opposite order in terms of Torah knowledge and the concept of Neskatnu Adoros in a certain regard, but we believe that we apply Yiftach Badoro Kishmul Badoro, as we know from elsewhere, and we have to do our best with what we have. Okay, that's a little bit on Bina. Vayter in the Gemara, fifth line. Mikom Makom, Koshukroi Adadi. Okay, but in any case, there's a stira between two psukim about when the 70 years were up. Ksiv milos lebavel. One pasuk says, when the days are filled to Bavel, going from when Bavel went into power, which is much earlier. Ksiv lacharvos Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim was destroyed. So which is it? Amarava lepekita ba'alma. It was a process. Pekita ba'alma means it starts from Bavel, but it continues. Right, the process of galus, the process of churban, doesn't happen in one fell swoop. V'hainu d'chsiv, k'amar koresh melech paras, kol mamlechos ha'aretz. Nasan li Hashem elokei ha'shamayim. Koresh says that he has been given over all the mamlechos. And he has told me to build a bias. That was earlier, and it took time. We know not only is galus a process, we know geula is a process. One sort of pshat on the pasuk describing Mashiach, that Mashiach is going to come ani v'rochev al hachamor. So ani, we mentioned the Zohar in the past. Ani stands for Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. When Klal Yisrael start learning those more challenging mesechtes, that's going to lead to Mashiach. Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos, ani. But v'rochev al hachamor. Why dafka chamor? A chamor is not the most stylish or amazing animal. You would think a stallion or a horse or something. A chamor. So the pshat is that no, a chamor, a donkey, if anybody ever rides a donkey goes a little bit and then it stops. And then it goes a little more and it stops. And then it goes sideways. Then it goes backwards. Then it goes. That's geula. Geula is in one fell swoop. Geula comes in stages, step by step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could lead to geula, give us back Eretz Yisrael, and then give us back Yerushalayim. And then little by little, Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the geula, but sometimes we go backwards a little bit. And sometimes we go sideways. And sometimes we jump, and sometimes we go back. That's the process of geula, just like the Gemara here says. Galus is a process, right? L'pekita ba'alma. So too, geula is a process. We know we have to have a very long-range view when we look at Jewish history. Good. Last skinny line. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. My dechziv. Ko amar Hashem l'mishicho. Hashem said to his anointed one, L'koresh asher hechzakti b'yimino. To Koresh, who I have held with my right hand. Kaviyachol. Says the Gemara v'chikorach Mashiach haya. Well, Koresh was such a tzaddik. He was Mashiach. He was from Malchus Beis David. So Gemara says there must be a comma somewhere in the pasuk. Elo amar le'akadosh baruch hu l'mashiach. Hashem says to Mashiach, comma. I put a comma between the word L'mashicho and L'koresh. So Hashem says to Mashiach, L'koresh is going to mean about Koresh, regarding Koresh. Kovel ani l'chal Koresh. I'm complaining to you about Koresh. Ani amarti, I told Koresh, hu yivne iri v'yikabetz galu yosai. He is going to rebuild my city and be makabetz and gather in my exiles. For who am I? And he didn't. He gave it, he passed the buck. He said, who wants to do this? Who wants to go up from the nation and take part? But again, Hashem got upset because Koresh didn't do it himself. The question is, why did Hashem get upset at Koresh more than anyone else? There are many, many nations of the world, and yet Koresh, Hashem gets upset at Koresh. Why? Hadavar Yipaleh, again says the Ben Yoyada, Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi dino shel Koresh lefnei HaMashiach yotze mikol malchi yomos haolam. Why? So he quotes the Rashba, quotes a suggestion, but then he says, Nira li b'siyata d'shmai, the following. We know the pasuk in Chagai, in the second parak in Chagai, says, Godo yiyah kvod habayis hazeh ha'achron min harishon noam Hashem. The covet of this bias, Achron, will be greater than the Rishon. And that's referring to bias Sheni. Right? This is the question that sometimes the Umos Olam ask us. There's never going to be a second base, a third base of Migdash. Because you see, it's called the Achron. And the Vilna Gaon points out that Achron doesn't always mean last. Right? The Pasuk says by when Yaakov went to meet Esav, Acharonim, Acharonim. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, I think. Anyway, so the Pasuk in Chagai says, the cover of the Bayis Achron will be greater. V'yalkein mispalim lomar. Chas v'shalom etikva l'bayis shlishi. You read the Pasuk Kipshuto. It says, maybe there's no hope. Kivan tekore l'bayis Achron. Shma mino lo yesh achrav od. Umitar tzim. And what's the answer given? To ha'emes hu achron bebinyan basar v'adam. The last one that people are going to build. Shelo yivna achrav od binyan basar v'adam. Ach bayis shlishi. Shanachnu mitzapimi lovu maisa shamayim. Like Rashi says, Rashi and Tosfos say in Sukkah, daf mem aleph, that it's going to come down from shamayim. Shalov nisnabu b'shiras hayam. Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha. So that's number one, that is called Achron. One answer to that pasuk. But va'od mitarza, but another answer why it's called Achron is that it could have been Achron if it was built properly. It could have been the last. If Koresh would have done what Hashem asked him to do, build the base of Megdash himself, gather in all of Klal Yisrael. He was in charge of the whole area. He could have forced all Jews to come, and if all Jews would have been in Yerushalayim at that time, it would have been an eternal Beis HaMikdash. Hashem made him a shliach, and he would have done shliach shluchos olam kamoso. It would have been eternal. But since Koresh did not fulfill the mitzvah, but la shlichus shelo to call shliach sheshina midivrei hamishaleach, but la shlichuso, and therefore he did it himself. And therefore, the haftacha that this would be the achron was also batel. That is the important pshat of the Ben Yehoyada. We mentioned in the past the fascinating thought of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuv Zayin, where he says he discusses there the mitzvah of Shemen Amishcha, and he has the possibility. He doesn't make a big deal about it. I think he should scream about this, but he has the possibility. He discusses there who has to be anointed, which king has to be anointed, which king not. A melech ben melech does not have to be anointed if there's no machlokas about it. See, he has the question. He says, when Mashiach comes, he says, Lucha or Renira, the melech ha Mashiach shem mekavim anu she yizgala b'meher v'yameinu, Mashiach who we wait for every single day, kivan diyem yizera shlomo dor achar dor, he's going to be a straight descendant from David and Shlomo. That whole line. Im kena malchus Yerushalo me esha paska malchus v'en sorach Mashiach. There's not any hefsek, there's only a hefsek in time. But one might think that, you know, does he need Mashiach? So the Menachas Chinuch wonders, is it possible that when Mashiach comes, we will not need to anoint him because he will be a melech ben melech and there's not going to be a machlokas about it. Avo bisha paska malchus bavonosino rabin kamadoros, even though there really is a hefsik, mikomokom ein zem mafsik hayerusha. It's not mafsik. Achim no mar da ba mikoch misha tzorach mashicha gamkin tzorach mashicha. But if you say, if you come from someone who needed mashicha, imkin tekev shemar di yisho barachavam, v'lokil olema malchus, but once there was a machlokas earlier by Rechavam and Shlomo, so then he would need mashicha. So he has that question. He says, we don't know the answer to this question until Mashiach comes. But what's the amazing suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch? Maybe Mashiach won't need Mashiach. And therefore we call him Mashiach, the anointed one, but he might not have to be anointed, because he'll be a melech ben melech. That is an amazing ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch, something that we don't always think about in Mitzvah Kuf Zayin, the mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha. Also, that's where the Minchas Chinuch discusses if the sugya of E'efshar or Efshar Letzamtzeim, could you be so exact? Because the only isser of making the Shemen HaMishcha is when one is exact. How can we be so exact? In any case, we continue. Third wide line. Chel parasu madai hapartamim. Viksiv lemalcheip madai uparas. It says, the first pasuk calls them chel, which are officers, and the second one calls them kings. Omarava asnuye asnu ba'adadi. Parasu madai made a deal with each other. Iminon malchi minaychu ifraychi. V'iminaychu malchi minon ifraychi. So it depends. If you are the kings, we'll be the officers. We're always going to be a team. So you'll be kings, I'll be officers, and vice versa. So let's always make sure that we are together. We're darshaning all the psukim in this parak. Baharo so es osher kvod malchuso. He showed the great osher of his malchus. Amar b'yosef b'rabbi chanina malamed shelavash big de kahuna. Teaches us that he put on the big dekun, he put on the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Ksiv hacha yekar tiferes kudulaso, v'ksiv hasam l'chavar l'safares. Right, it says l'chavar l'safares, and it says tiferes there, so ksiv reshava, we learn that he put on the big dekuhuna. Unbelievable. Imagine, in Klal Yisrael, as we'll see soon, we're dancing and celebrating around it. This pasuk l'chavar l'safares, we know, is very important for the Rambam. I mean, it's for everyone, but especially for the Rambam. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa based on that pasuk of l'chavar l'safaras. The Rambam says that mitzvah asei lamed gimel shenitzdavu akonim l'obosh begadim miyuchadim l'chavar l'safaras. They are commanded to wear begadim miyuchadim va'az yavdu b'mikdash and then do the avoda. V'amar yisalev yasizibig dekolish l'aron achicha l'chavar l'safaras. Our pasuk. He quotes both the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. There was some of the Gaonim, the Rav Sadigon, counts two separate mitzvos. I think if I remember correctly, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyo, one of the Gaonim. But even Rama has one mitzvah. Ukshiyavar HaKohen Befachos Miyabagadim, Shem Yuchadim Ba'avoda Ahi, if he serves with less or more, Avodaso Psula, V'chayivim Zem Misa Bidei Shemayim. And he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Yud Zayin, Bizman Shebigdeyam Aleim, Kuhunasam Aleim, Ein Bigdeyam Aleim, Ein Kuhunasam Aleim. These Begadim help make him a Kohen. And the Ramban on the spot argues on the Rambam. How can you say it's a separate mitzvah? The Chinuch, obviously we know, follows the Rambam, as he always does, that it is a mitzvah, and he talks there about the message of proper clothing, as the Chinuch says, Achrei Pe'ulos, Nimshachos Halavavos, we act differently when we are dressed in a certain way. So we want the Kohanim to act in a unique way, so therefore we have them dress in a unique way. That's what the Chinuch says. One of the longer explanations where he has his famous shita of ki ha'adam nif'al lafi pu'ulosav va'achereihem machshavosav v'kavanosav va'shliach ha'machaper tzorach lahatvis kol machshavosav v'kavanosav la'avoda. The shliach ha'machaper, the Kohen has to be so focused, and it's easy to be focused when we're wearing special clothing. Shekshi yistakel ba'kol makom shebegufo, when we look around from all the place on our bodies, Miad yehe nizgar umis orer belibo lefnei mi uoved. You remember, in front of who are you serving? Vezek kein tfilin shenitz tavu akol. It's similar, says the Chinuch. I'm in mitzvah tzadi test 99. It's like tfilin that we are all commanded to help remind us to stay in the proper avodas Hashem mentality. Lahaniach b'ksas aguf sheili zikar machshev es hechsher. V'yavav ishakam akoin ayim inyach tfilin. Even though the Kohen also wears tfilin, he also needs this. There is a machlokas we've shown him whether a Kohen wears tefillin shel yad, because that might be a chatzitza, right, underneath the begadim, and if it's on top, then it's a chatzitza for the tefillin. So Miman Shach is a problem. But tefillin shel rosh, for sure, he wears. That's what the Gemara describes, that the Kohen Gadol had the tzitz and the tefillin shel rosh. He was wearing both of them during the week. But the Ramban, if you remember, argues on all of this. He says there's no separate mitzvah to wear bigdei kahuna. No, there's a mitzvah to do the avoda wearing bigdei kahuna, but it's part of the mitzvah of avoda. It's not counted separately. He says, no, it's just a extra avoda, says the Ramban. Just like you don't count many stages. L'chein etzli, asiyas ha'aron, v'akaparis, l'shum som edus, timna mitzvah b'vli asfal. The only part of avoda as a mikdash that I count separately, says the Ramban, is the aron. That's the only one. But everything else, like this, he says, if you count the clothing as a mitzvah, you should count all the special clothing. Big day lovan on Yom Kippur as a mitzvah, kimoseh, kimoseh. And big day kohen gadol as a mitzvah, big day kohen hedyot as a mitzvah, avokulan chalakim mechelke avoda hamitzuvah mimenu yisparach v'yamim hanemarim b'hem. This is part of avoda. You don't count chalakim ha-mitzvahs, like the Rambam himself agrees in Shoresh Yud Beis. You don't count part. V'lechein lo nimne anachnu asiyas Shulchan Menorah Mizbeach Mitzvah. You don't count building the Kalim separately. No, it's all one big fat mitzvah of Avodas Mikdash. But that is all background. What Achashverosh did and took the Begadim out and put them on, L'chavar L'Sefares, that's what he did to put down HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Arachayim also doesn't quote the Rambam, but the Arachayim HaKadosh on this Pasuk in Tetzaveh, L'chavar L'Sefares, he says, following the Rambam and the Chinuch, that it's all about inherently making them special. If you take that language seriously in Zvachim, making them Kohanim, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Quoting, O Yomar, Lomar, Lo tachshov ki abagadim letzorchei avod levad, v'yischayev adavar lelovsham, Moshe b'avodas yimei miluim. Right, the sugi that we had in Maseches Tainus, whether Moshe wore the begadim during the Shivas yimei miluim. V'lokeinu, what's the shaila? He's doing avoda, but he's not a Kohen. So is it a din in the avoda, din in the Kohen? That's the Arachayim HaKadosh's suggestion here, that it might not just be a din in the avoda, and therefore, that's l'chavot u'lisif aris. Okay, we continue now with the psukim in the Megillah. Seventh wide line. Uvimlos hayamim ha'ele, when these days were finished, then the pasuk continues, Asa ha'melach l'chol ha'manim se'im b'shushan abira. So first it sounds like he made the party for all the outer, for the more distant provinces, and then he may continue the party to for the Anshei Shushan. Why did he do that? Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Melech Mikechaya, one of them says, it was Achashverosh is a very smart. But Chad Amar Melech Tipeshaya, no, he's silly, he's foolish. Man Damar Pikechaya, Shaper Avad. The one who says he's a Pikeach, he did properly. Why? To carve Rechika Beresha. First, he brought close, and he did nice things for the people who were more distant in his kingdom, to B'nei Masei, because his people in his city, Kalemas Debay Mephayislu, people around him he could just like be nice to, whenever he wants. So he wanted to get the distant people on his side first. But the one that says he was silly and foolish, he should first get his own closer people ready, because if they rebel, so that he has some people close to him. So if other people start a rebellion of the sort, so then they would be able to stand. What do you mean rebellion? There was a rebellion previously. There is a Targum. The Marsha here quotes the Targum. There is a Targum. Interesting, the Targum on, we already alluded to this on Daf Gimel, that there's a Targum of Nevi'im and a Targum of Ksuvim, and it's not just like Unkelish, which is more of a translation explanation. But if you look at the Targum, like for example, on Megillas Esther, the Targum adds in much to the story. So we read one Targum on the third Pasuk. If you read the Targum on the third Pasuk, which says, in the third year of his reign, he made a mishteh for all of his officers and servants. He made a feast. So the Targum on that pasuk says, b'shata detlas l'malchusi achashveros, in the third year, avad mashkaya, he made a party. Why? Umetoma avad mashkaya. Why did he make a party for everybody? Is the Amrin, some say, the Mardin Aloi Afarchaya. There was a rebellion, according to what we said, that he didn't deserve to be king, he wasn't in the family, they rebelled against all the officers. Va'azal v'kavshinun, he squelched the rebellion. Uvasar da'ach bashinun, us after he squelched it, but he wants to get everybody back on his side. So Asa va'avad mashkaya, he made a big party in order to get people back on his side. So that's what this gives help, gives a little more explanation to this day here, that the one who says it was a Melech Tipesh, that he says he should have gotten the people on his side first, the people close to him could protect him, no assassination attempts. That might be partly some of Farshim explain why he was also scared, right? When he heard about Haman, he had questions about Haman. So either way, that is the Targum that helps give a little more explanation to this line. Period. Sha'alu Talmida of Ezra of Shimon Bayochai. Here it is. The students asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, "Mivnei Manischai v'usoneim sheYisrael Shabosar Adar Kliya? Why were the Jews of that generation deserving of extermination? Why were they? Why was there such a decree? What did they do? What was their avera? We know Chazal always catalog averas for Bayis Rishon, averas for Bayis Sheni, and now we have averas for that generation. Why were they chayiv Kliya? Amar Lohem Imratem. So he says back to them, "Well, you answer like a good teacher." A good teacher, if he thinks that the student might have some ideas, so he says, "No, you tell me first. What do you think?" Throw the question back. Amrulo, they said, "Well, this is our suggestion." Because they benefited from the suda of that Russia. Why is that so terrible? So two ideas. Number one, you have to remember the historical context. This is a party celebrating the fact that the Jews didn't go back to the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't rebuilt yet, and Yirmiyahu's nevuah is false. It's never going to come true. So that's terrible. Celebrating that? It's not just a party that a non-Jewish king makes, but it's celebrating that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's the problem. Number one. Number two, the Achronim point out, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this from a Sefer called the Beis Shmuel, Sefer Beis Shmuel Achron, Ala Torah Parshas Truma, that it doesn't say Mibrei Sha'achlu Misudasa Shlosha Rasa. It says Shenehenu. What does Nehenu mean? It means they enjoyed themselves. They loved it. The Simcha. Tadlo Mibrei Sha'achlu, Hainu Mishim de la Achila, Nehenu Chait. Just eating, if they were forced, that's not a chait. Right, eating with a non-Jew, eating treif is not yarg val yavar. Veraka onesh al shenenu miachila. Delohayavahem la hargish hana'a. Rak adarabah. Let's tire you, man. You should be in pain. The alpid divrei beishmol achrom. Yishevus kushis toza vodazara. That he asked. Toza vodazara asked on the Gemara there about Antoninus and Rebbe. They always had everything. Right, how do you put together that Rebbe always had all the food in the world with the Gemara in Ksubis at the end where Rebbe puts up his hands at the end of his life and says, "I never got benefit from all of Mazeh, even my little finger." So the answer is, he ate, but he didn't enjoy it like a gashmi type of enjoyment. So that's nanu. It also fits in to the psukim by the Shviras Haluchos, where Moshe Rabbeinu hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reit Shichei Samcha, that your nation has sinned, and there was the Luchos that... That I don't know what's going to be. They're dancing around. They made an egel. Moshe Rabbeinu does not break the luchos right then. He doesn't. He goes back to Am Yisrael, and then the Pesukim say he sees them dancing around, and then he broke it. Why? So either because he wanted them to see him break it, or he maybe thought there was still a chance. Get them to do tshuva. He thought there was a chance that it's not so bad. Once he saw them besimcha doing the Aveira, it wasn't just because they were forced. They were enjoying it. He says, that's much harder. That's much harder. And therefore, that's the problem here. Shenenu misudah shalosh rasha. And that was problem. Says the Gemara, really? That's it? If so, Amar lahem imkein shebeshush. That's your suggestion? Says the Rabbi Chai, great suggestion, but I have a problem. Shebeshushan yehargu, shebechol olam kulal yehargu. So just the ones that people in Shushan should be killed. They're the ones that enjoyed it. But all the people are around, the whole provinces, cholam kulo, oh, yeah, they shouldn't be killed. Amrulo emarata. Okay, Rebbe, we tried. So now you finish it up. So why? What's the answer? Amrulohem, a different reason. Because they bow down. They bow down to an idol. Shtachavu l'tzelem. Which idol? Rashi says, B'yamei Nebuchadnezzar. Why B'yamei Nebuchadnezzar? The Mefarshim explained. Because if it was just as the other Chazal is, that Haman had a little idol on his neck, so that would also only be the Anshei Shushan. But B'zmei Nebuchadnezzar, then everybody, that was generations earlier. Shtachavu l'tzelem, that was the problem. Amru lo, really, they said? V'chimasu panam yesh b'davar? So then why were they zochah to have an ace? Why were they shown favoritism to be saved? What's the problem? Maybe they did tshuva. You know, what's the, why was it so hard for the Talmid of Shema Yechai to realize there's a concept of tshuva? You know, they couldn't fathom that? What's the problem? Says the Chassam Sofer. Hiksha, Makasha l'tamidei Rabbi Shimon. This is in the drushas of the Chassam Sofer. What was the problem? So he quotes that maybe this is similar to Misas Bezdin, because Haman, right, was going to put them to death, and we know there's no tshuva for Misas Bezdin, right? If somebody's Machal Shabbos with Eidim Vechulu, and then 100 years later, quoted this tshuva from the Yinod Behud in the past, right? Somebody's Machal Shabbos, and then they do tshuva, and they become the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world, and then the Eidim finally get around to coming, and they have the Drisha V'Chakira, and he's Chayav Misa, even though he's the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world, did we put him to death? Chayav Misa. Tshuva doesn't work for Misas Bezdin. So maybe this is a similar idea of Misas Bezdin. Explains the Chassam Sofer. And therefore, tshuva wouldn't work. We discussed in the past why tshuva doesn't work for Misas Bezdin. Maybe tshuva only works, tshuva is belave. So Bezdin can't know what's in a person's heart. Or Bezdin shel mata only punishes for violations. They don't give out. They don't act based on mitzvahs aseh, positive things that are fulfilled. Right, like the mashal given, if somebody's driving on the highway and they're pulled over by a cop, and the cop says, great driving, you're really doing well, here's $50. It's never happened. Because cops are only there for los aseh, they're not there for mitzvahs aseh. And therefore, says, maybe that's the pshat of Bezdin Shalmata, why you can't do tshuva. You can't do tshuva, but Bezdin will still act by Misas Bezdin or Malkus Vechulus. Anyway, so that's a possibility, the Chassam Sofer says. So okay, back to the question. So they're bothered. V'chimasu panam yesh b'davar. Favoritism? So if they were b'shtachav v'letzelem, avodah zara. So why were they zocha davenes? Amar lahem. So Rav Shimon Chai said, heim lo asu ela lifnim. No, they only did it because they were forced to do it. They did it because they were scared, so Hashem also only wanted to scare them. And it never really meant for them, deep down, for it to come to fruition. And that's what it means in Eichach. Lo ina milibo was only in the heart. Lo ina milibo. The Sifsei Chachamim suggests here, it says maybe this is also pshat of why the minhag, the Ramah quotes, is to wear masks. To wear masks on Purim. Why is that? Where does that come from? Because it wasn't real. It was all, we had masks. And just like we had masks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a mask, the whole story was a masked situation because it was never meant to be. So he acted lifnim, so too we act lifnim. Okay, let's go now, next psukim that are going to be darshant. Okay, the Gemara continues. Bachatzar ginas bisan hamelech. Where was the party? In the yard of the garden of the palace. Three different places that are noted here. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, Haroi lechatzer lechatzer, haroi legina legina, haroi lebisan lebisan. Whoever was on a certain social status got into the chatzer, those higher got into the garden, a little bit higher got into the actual palace. V'chad amar no, hoshivin b'chatzer lo hechzikasan. Now he didn't want them too close. He started putting everybody into the chatzer, but it didn't hold them. So they overflowed. Begina v'lo hechzikasan, ach shechnisan lebisan v'hechzikasan. He had to use all of his area in order to fit them. B'masnisa tana, the Brisa we have a little differently. Hoshivan b'chatzer u'pasach lam shnei psachim. He put them in the chatzer and he opened both sides of the chatzer for overflow. Echad l'gina v'echad l'bisan. That's what he did. Period. Chur karpas u'scheles. The three different materials of the curtains. So my chur, what's chur? This type of tapestry. Rav Amar chari chari. Means it was braided with holes. It had certain holes in it. That was part of the design. Ushmuel Amar Milas Levana Hitzielem. It was white wool he put out for them. Karpas. Amar Biosi Rebbe Chanina. Karim Shel Pasim. Karpas is from the word karpas, karim, pillows and cushions, shel pasim, of wool. Stop there for a minute. There is a thought that we like to say over Pesach time that has to do with this Gemara. Again, now it's not going to be as exciting because we're focused on the word karpas, but the question is asked, and I originally heard this from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, that what does the word karpas have to do with what we're doing at the Seder with the vegetable and dipping it into the salt water? So he noted, he put a couple of sources together to help explain it. He said the Gemara in Psachim, at the end of the fifth parak, the last line of the first parak, fifth parak, describes that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to take their carbon Pesach after it was shechted to bring it back to where they were going to eat. They used to put the Pesach into the skin and throw it over their shoulder like a knapsack and carry it back. And Rav Ilish ends off the perek, Amar Rav Ilish, Samachem, Bebezim Sachim, Tayos. They acted like Tayos. Who are Tayos? Rashi. Derech Socharim Yishme'ilim Huzeh. It's the way of Arab merchants to carry things this way. So the question is, why are we acting like Arab merchants on Erev Pesach? So he connected this to a couple of thoughts. Number one, many of the Abarbanel and others say that part of the Shibud Mitzrayim had to do with the Bechiras Yosef. Bechiras Yosef was the origin. That's in Aschinam, led us to have the need to go through the Kura Abarz of Mitzrayim in order for us to become a nation. So that was part of it. So we recognize at the beginning of the Seder, just like Yosef's coat was dipped, so too we dip a food into something as well. We can't dip it into blood. Blood is also machila. So we pick something bitter. We dip it into salt water, but that is connected to Yosef. And that's what Rabbeinu Manoach says on the Rambam, that's why we do karpas, zecher to the dipping that was done. So what is the connection of the word karpas? So Rashi, the beginning of Vayeshev, quotes our pasuk that we're darshaning now. Rashi quotes on the pasuk of Ksones Pasim. What is Pasim? What does the word Pasim mean? So Rashi quotes there in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasik Gimel, Lashon Klei Milas. It's a Lashon of fancy material. Kimo Karpas Uscheles. Like Karpas Uscheles in Esther, Perek Aleph Pasik Vav. There it is. Karpas. That's why it's called Karpas, because it's connecting to the Ksones Pasim of Yosef, and that is what's darshaned here, Karim Shel Pasim. We continue. Agalile Chasev Amudei Sheish. The count, they put them. All the people stayed on Glikha Amudei Sheish Mitosa Vachasev. These fancy silver and gold couches. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Haroi Lekasev Lekasev Haroi Lazar Lazav. Whoever was Chashev sat on silver couches, and whoever was more Chashev sat on gold couches. Amalurim Nechemya Im Kane. Really? You put people on different couches? Gonna cause jealousy in the Seuda. How can you do that? Oh, they're on the gold ones. That's not fair. Really, the couches were silver and the legs of the couches were gold. But it was all the same. Ask Tosas the obvious question. So why didn't Rabbi Nechemiah ask this earlier when some people were in the Chatzar and some people were in the Gina, only here? So Tosas says, because there they couldn't see each other. It's much more painful. The kinnah. When I see the person in front of me that has something else, oh, that's going to hurt me. What I don't know is not going to hurt me. So that's what Tosfos says. The Kima Shalaya Rowan says, like a kinnah. It's not as much kinnah if it's not in front of me. Bahat Vashesh. What does that mean? Also describing Amr of Asi Avanim Shemischotitos. So we switch the hay and the ches, as we know in Hebrew, could switch. Of its stones, shemes chodados. It was made with stones that are searched for and are very hard to get. Al habaalehen. It was very hard, meaning very precious stones. V'cheinu omer, and also, Pasuk says, avnei nezer misnosisos aladmaso. Special stones that are misnoses, that you only get through, Rashi says, nisyonos harbe. You have to go through a lot in order to get the stones. He put them all around on the floor in the party. Again, it was of such pomp and opulence at this party, besides all the wine. And it was a six-month party. Six-month party plus another week. The Darvis Acharas, Rav Amar, Dari Dari. It was rows of these stones. Ushmol Amar, Evan Tova, Yish Bekroche, Yam Bedara, Shema. It was one stone. There is one special stone. And it's called Dara, Hoshiva Be'emsa Seuda, Omeir Lam Katsarayim. They put it in the middle, and it shined. And it lit up the whole area. Tver Bishmal Tana, Shekara Dror, L'chobali Schora. What does that mean? Darvis Acharas, that he, Achashverosh, announced freedom for all merchants, meaning there were no taxes. No taxes at that point for those 6 months. Again, more psukim. And remember, this whole daf, we have to keep in mind what we mentioned back on daf Beis 10 blot ago, that more psukim are darshan from Megillas Esther than from any other pasuk, any other sefer in Tanakh. Because again, this is the transition from Torah Shebech Tzav to Torah Shebech Peh. You always keep that in the back of our minds. So, Vashkoz Bikleizav, they pour it from gold clothing and kalim from kalim shonim. What does that mean? Mishunim iboile. If shonim just means varied and different types of kalim, it's to say mishunim, not shonim. Amarava, what is the word shonim? This is what happened. Yatza basko v'amr lahem. A basko went out and said to them, Rishonim kalim imde kalim. The earlier ones, Balshitzar already was nichle, was already killed because of the kalim. Yatem shonim bahem, and now you are repeating shonim v'shosin bahem. The bachads, you're repeating and drinking from them. That's shonim, and as we know, we read that in the Eichatun because it's referring to the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. The yayin malchus rav, Rama rav milamei shekol echad ve'echad ishkeo yayin shagadol emena b'shanim. Everybody got very old wine. As we know, the older the wine, the better. Vashtia kadas. The drinking was in appropriate measure, kadas, like the law. What does that mean? Like what law? My kadas. Amar of Chana Mishimar B'meir, kadas shal Torah. Like the Torah says. What does that mean? Madas shal Torah achila meruba mishatiya. Just like, according to Torah law, you should eat more than you drink. What does that mean? Achila meruba mishatiya. Rashi says, talking about the Mizbeach, there's more achilas Mizbeach than shtiyas Mizbeach. Achilas Mizbeach is all the meat and the bones and the flour, and shtiyah is just nisach hayayin, nisach hamayim for a week of the year. So just like regarding the Torah, achila is more, afsudasa shel also rasha, achila meruba mishatiyah. So too, he followed that. Ask the Marsha, what did he care about halacha and Torah? What did he care for? So the Marsha says maybe he's trying to hedge his bets a little bit. Maybe he knows what happened to Baal Shetzar, so he's trying to make sure that, to keep on God's good side a little bit. Nira lidash me'inon, says the Marsha. To also Rasha Chashav, shelo nerag Baal Shetzar, al sheshasa b'klei ha-mikdash. He didn't drink just because of that. Ella Achashverosh also thought that he took them and he got drunk from them. So he says, you know what, I'm going to use them, I'm going to follow Torah law. I'm not going to drink too much. I'm going to have more achila than shtiyas. He thought that would protect him. That's why he did it. The Maariz Chayis here, though, quotes a Dover Nifla. He calls B'Shem the Gra. Whenever the Maariz Chayis quotes the Gra, number of Gras that he quotes, Maariz Chayis here quotes the Gra. He says, Dover Nifla, where do you know achila is more than shtiya? How do you know that? So says the Maariz Chayis, let me just find it inside, says the Maariz Chayis, V'shamati b'shem agon ha-chasim arenu v'eliyazim v'ilmazal. Matzino b'mishna d'avos. We know the Mishnah d'avos tells us. Kachi darka shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melach tochal umayim b'msura tishteh. Eat bread with salt. There's no shear given. Mayim has a shear b'msura tishteh. Measured. Ra'inu d'bapas lo ninu shear. V'kitzva. U'b'mayim not ninu shear. V'yamr b'msura tishteh. Ra'inu d'daf shel only Torah achilam ruba mishtiya. That he's talking. It's an unbelievable thought, says the Maariz Chayis. That's how you know achila more than shtiya. Besides what Rashi says in terms of the mizbeach. Viter ain ones. There is no forcing by the yayin. Amar Elazar. Midinaso. Everybody got wine that they were used to from their own country. And they all loved it. Lasos kirtzon ish va'ish, to follow each person's ratzon. Amar Rava, lasos kirtzon Mordechai v'Haman. To follow Mordechai and Haman, who were the pourers. The pourers. Rashi says they were the sarei ha-mashkim. So they were the pourers. They were the ones that controlled. Mordechai d'chsiv ish Yehudi. How do you know ish va'ish is referring to them? Mordechai is called an ish. Haman ish tsar va'oyev. Gam Vashti Amalchus, the Mishteh Nashim, Beis Amalchus. Here we go, the Gemara about Vashti. Vashti also made a party, Beis Hanashim Yiboyle. What do you mean, Mishteh Nashim, Beis Amalchus? It should be the Beis Hanashim, not in the Beis Amalchus. Beis Hanashim is more private, a separate area for women. Amar Rava, Rava says, yes, exactly the point. She didn't want a separate area for women. She just wanted to create this non-Tznius environment. Shnei and Davar Aver Neskamnu. Both Vashti and Achashver were into Znus. Hainu Damri Inshi. That's what people say. Ihu Bakare. He is with large pumpkins. The Itse Bebotine. And she is with small pumpkins. I mean, they're both into the same thing. And on the seventh day, when the king's heart was good with wine, he was a little drunk. What, only after these 7 days? 6 months and 7 days? Only then his heart was filled with wine? Amar Rava, no, it's referring to Shabbos. Yom Hashvi Shabbos Haya. No, Yom Hashvi means it was Shabbos. She Yisrael Ochlin V'Shosin Maskilin V'Devei Torah. What happens when a Jew eats and drinks? What's supposed to happen to a Jew eating and drinking on Shabbos? Divrei Torah, Zmiros, that's what we do. Maskilin V'Devei Torah V'Devei Tishbachos. Avalov Deka Chavim She Ochlin V'Shosin Ein Maskilin V'Devei Tiflos. But when they start eating and drinking, what comes out? Terrible things. V'chein b'sudas l'shalos ha-rasha, so too, in that meal. What were they? They were drinking. So what were they talking about? They're talking about lewd discussions. V'alala omrim madios naos. These were saying, oh, madios are the most gorgeous women. V'alala omrim parsios naos. No, the Persians are the most beautiful women. Amrla machashverosh. Achashverosh says, no, no, no. My wife's the most beautiful. Klish ani mishtamish bo. Eino lo madai. I have a lo parsi elakasti. I have the most beautiful woman, and she's Casti, and Ritzonchem Larosa. Do you want to see her? Amrlo in, they said, yes, as long as she comes out naked. As long as she comes out naked, that's what they said. And the Gemara adds, why was she told to have this? Because of Mida Kenegan Mida. Sheba Mida, Sha'ada Modeid Ba, Modeid in Lo, a person is always Mida Kenegan Mida. And what did she used to do? Malameja is a Vashi Arisha, Mivia Benos Yisrael, Umafshita Narumos. Vashi used to take the Jewish women and make them work for her naked on Shabbos. Vosan Malacha B'Shabbos. Why Dafkan Shabbos? That's the day that the Jew, but I'm Yisrael, covet Shabbos, we dress a certain way. And she took their clothes off and said they made them work on Shabbos. And that's why she, on Shabbos, was made to become naked in front of all the king and all of the kings and all the king's men. This is why Dafka, we make Kiddush when we start our Shabbos. We have wine, we sanctify, and we make it special. It's an amazing story quoted by Reb Levi Yitzchak. One time Reb Levi Yitzchak comes in, it was Erev Yom Kippur, right before Kol Nidre, and he starts looking and looking in the shul for something. Look, he's looking under the benches, looking in the back, looking in the closet. Somebody goes, what's he looking for? What's Reb Levi Yitzchak looking for? And finally, after looking, after a few minutes, he goes to the bima, gives a clap, and looks up to Shemayim, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a mitzvah today, a weekday, to eat, to drink, to be merry. I know if you gave a mitzvah to any other nation to eat and drink and stuff themselves, what would they look like after that day? Would any of them be sober? Would any of them be sitting in chairs? I looked for, there's no Jews lying on the floor, under the benches. There's no Jews in the corner, lying there totally drunk and stoned. No, they're all here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking and being serious, and waiting for Yom Kippur. So he says, that's Reb Levi Yitzchak, being Master Klal Yisrael. That's what we look like. That's exactly this Gemara. Because that's the difference between what food does to us, what it's supposed to do to us, and what it does to the other nations. So this is what happened to Vashti. Haynu d'chsiv achar adram ha'ela, kesho chamatz ha'melech ha'chashverosh. This is what happens after the king's anger calmed down. Zachar as Vashti, he remembered Vashti, ve'es asher asasa, what she did, ve'es asher nigzer aleha, and what was decreed upon her. What does that mean? Kishem she'asta, kach nigzer aleha. What she did, she had. So he realized the mita k'neged mita. Period. Vatimoin ma'amalka Vashti, and Vashti, as we know, refused to come. Michdi. Let's see for a minute. Pritza Sahavi. She was a Perutza. What did she care about coming out naked? To Amar Marsh, name of Varavir Niskavnu. My time of Lossi. Why wouldn't she want to be happy, you know, walking in naked in front of everybody? She's into that. Amar Bez Reb Chanina, Malami Chaparcha, but Saras. No, she got Saras. And that's why she didn't want to come out. Bimas Nisa Tana, Bagavriel Vasalazanov. Or she grew a tail. She grew a tail, Rabbeinu Bachai in the Katakemach, in the Purim entry, he says, not a tail, but a tail from the front, meaning like a horn from her forehead. Either way, she was in an embarrassing state. That's why she didn't want to come out. It is interesting, a zanav, a message of a tail. Think of about a message of a tail. People don't have tails. Almost every animal, if not every animal, try to think of ones that don't have tails. Have tails. Maybe there's some that don't, but almost every animal has a tail. A tail might symbolize, you know, the tail usually looks down towards the ground, symbolizes focused on the artsius. We don't have tails. We look up, we stand only on two legs, not on four legs. Right, that's us a lazana. Maybe that's what she deserved. Vayiksov ha-melech ma'od, and the king got very angry. Amai dolka be'kolei, why was he so angry? So, wouldn't he have understood that she got saras and she didn't want to come out, right? V'chamasa ba'ara, but why was he so angry? Amar Rava shalchalei, no, because she said the message to him as she refused. Bar ahur yare, you son of a stable boy, to Abba of my father. Abalakabel alfa chamri shasiv larave, right? She was the daughter of Balshazar. And, right, and this is Achashverosh. You know, you're married into this family. I'm royalty. My father used to drink 1,000 cups of wine with larave and he never got drunk. You can't hold anything. Vahu gavra ishtati b'chamre, and you get drunk from a little bit. So he got very angry. Miyad v'chamasa b'arabo, and he got very angry because of this insult to him. Vayomer melech l'chachamim, so he says to the rabbis, Mar chacham rabbanan, yodei ha'itim, the ones who know the itim. What does that mean? She yodim la bershanim l'kvah chadashim, in charge of the calendar. You got to be very, very smart to be koveh chadashim ba'aber shanim. And I saw one of the other achronim say, and you have to be roeh es hanolad, to know what's going to be in the future, to know what you should do about this month. So that's what he was looking for. He needed to know exactly what to do with this queen, and he doesn't want to have negative effects in the future. So Amar Lu, he says, Danuli, judge her for me. Amru, Hechinevi, they said, what should we do? Neimale Katzla, should we tell him to kill her? Lamachar, Pasek Lechamra, he's going to get out of his stupor. Uboilaminarne, he's going to get upset at us. Neimale Shavka, to say, leave her alone, don't do anything. Kamazalzla b'malchusa. But he was disgraced. So he's going to want something to be done. So Amar Lu, they said, you know what? We plead the fifth. Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, V'galina Miartzenu. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and they knew that he would like accept this answer. Oh yeah, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. That's exactly what the whole party is for. So from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Galino Meartzenu Nitla Eitzo Mimenu. We can't think straight. I'm sorry. Feinanu Yodin Aldudin Nefasha. So we can't go ask somebody else. Zil Gabe Amunu Moav the Yasi Beduchtayu. Go ask them because they've never been gone into Galus. They're sitting in their place. Kechamra the Yosef Aldurdaya. Like wine sitting on its sediment. That's so very tasty. The time Amrulan, they said good. They said appropriately. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Sha'anan Moav Minu Urav. Moav has been quiet from its origins. Vishoketu Al Shmarav. Vlo Hurak Mi Kli Okli. It hasn't been poured from Kli to Kli. Uvagololo Halach. And didn't go into Galus. Alkein Amat Tamo Bova Recholon Amar. And therefore it's not affected. Right? When somebody is calm and in a state of Shalva b'sheket, they could think better. Right? And that's what the Rambam describes Mashiach. B'mosa Mashiach, what does the Rambam say? All the way at the end of Mishneh Torah. Parag Yud Beis, last three halachas of Mishneh Torah. The Rambam says, what's going to happen when we have, what's going to happen when we have Mashiach? He says, why do we hope for Mashiach? Lo kidei sheyishlatu akol ha'olam. V'lo kidei sheyerdu ba'goyim. V'lo kidei sheyinasu osam ha'amim. V'lo kidei lecho v'lishtos v'lismoach. That's not why we hope for Mashiach. Ela kidei sheyupnuyin. So that we don't have war, so that we could focus on Hashem. Sheyupnuyin b'torah v'chachmasa v'lo yelahem nogesu mevatel. Kidei sheyizku l'chayelam haba. We don't have other things going on in our life. That we sit b'shekel b'shalva. The Rambam also talks about this in Hilchas Shuvah. So he says, they said, go ask the people of Moab. So Miyad, Akar, Belov, so he called them. Karshon, Asheshar, and Masa Sarshis, all of these other officers. Am Rabbi Levi, Kol Pazik, Zel, Shum, Karbanas. Rabbi Levi says, a deeper message of the Pazik is that these are all allusions to conversations in Shamayim about Karbanos. Nomar, Karshon, Amru, Malachi, Asher, Zem, Nekodesh, Baruch, Hu, Ribbono, Shalolam. Nomar, I'm sorry. Karshon, Amru, Malachi, Asher, Zem, Nekodesh, Baruch, Hu, Ribbono, Shalolam, Klum. Interesting, whenever the Malachim talk to Hashem, it says they say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. They address him as Ribbono Shel Olam. That's usually how the Malachim address God. Ribbono Shel Olam. Klo Mikrivu Lefanecha, Karim B'nei Shana, Kedei Rosh Hashanah Yisrael Lefanecha. Have any other nations given Karim B'nei Shana, all of these animals? Right, that's Karshana. Shasar. Chesar, Klum, Igriva Lefanecha, Shtei Torin. Have they given you karbanos like the Jews of the birds? Admasa, Klum, Banu Lefanecha, Mizbeach Adama. Have they built you a Mizbeach? Tarshish, Klum, Shimshu Lefanecha, Bibigte Kahuna. Tehsib, Behu, Tarshish, Peshon, Biashvei. As we discussed earlier, Meres, Klum, Mirsu, Badam Lefanecha. Did they mix the dam so it doesn't congeal? Marsana, Klum, Mirsu, Bemenachas Lefanecha. Did they mix up the Menachos, the oil and the flour, which is not Ma'akev? We know Rabbi Zera, Kolaroi Labila. But at least it has to be roy, and you usually do it. Mimuchan klumevchinu shochan lefanecha. Did they get a shochan ready for you? What do you mean? All of these, interestingly, they're not even actual avodos. They're hechsher avodos. All of them. Right? Did they mix the dam? Did they mix the menachas? Did they build the shochan? Did they get it ready? Vayomer mimuchan. Tana mimuchan ze haman. That's really haman. Velama nikra shema mimuchan shemuchan leparanus. He was mimuchan already for paranut. Amar afkahana mikan shehedio kabatz parosh. You see from here that the lowest sometimes jumps ahead and answers before everybody. Mimuchan is last on the list and he's the one that answers. So you see, he had no derech eretz. Lios kalish so rare beveso. Haman says, you gotta do something because every husband has to be ruler in his house. And they sent out letters. Amarava, Ilmale Igros Harishonos. If the first letters wouldn't have been sent out, Lonish Tai, Misonan, Shayasal Saredu Palit, then there wouldn't be any Jews left. Why? Because the first letter was a joke. Every husband should be ruler in their house. Amri, the people said, my eye the Shadulan. What did they send us? Leos Kalish Sarebeves. Oh, Pshita. It's obvious. Afilu Karcha Bebese. Even a lowly person in his house. Pardash Chalevi. He's an officer. So what does it mean? So once they didn't take the first letter seriously, so even the second letter that said to kill the Jews, it wasn't as serious in their mind because of the first letter. The Yafkin Amalek Pekidim, he appointed officers and to start the process of finding a new queen. A wise person acts with wisdom and the fool spreads out foolishness. Kol Arum Yaseh Bedas Zed David. What does that mean? Go find me a girl. David HaMelech wanted to find out in the beginning of Malachim, right? Because he was cold, he was sick. So he only asked for one girl, so everybody gave their daughter. I want her to marry the king. A fool spreads out. Why? Because Achashverosh said, I want all the girls. It's Mira Mina. Whoever had a daughter hid her from him. Why? Because he said, I want all the girls. I want to try out all the girls and then find out which one I'm going to keep. So they would all be violated. So nobody wanted a gift. David, they all came. Not Achashverosh. Now we start talking about Mordechai a little bit, and then we'll continue next time. The Gomer. Ish Yemini. So there's a lot of discussion here on the Pasuk. How is he described? Ish Yehudi, Haya, Ben Yar, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. So Maika Amar, what do all of these mean? Are they literal? Ili Yichus Akasi, if they're really giving his Yichus, his family, Liach Sebazla Ben Yame, why do you stop at Kish? Maishnahani. So Tana Kulan Ashmon Nikru'u, they're really references to him. Ben Yair, Ben Sheheir, Einem Sheyisrael Mitfilaso. Somebody who lit up the eyes of the Jews with his prayer. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama, El Tfilaso. Someone who Hashem heard his tefillah. Ben Kish, Shehikish Al Sharei Rachamim. He knocked on the doors of heaven. Veniftechulo, and they opened for him. Okay, and then Hashem will get into next time at the beginning. What Shevet was he from? Was he Yehuda? Was he Binyamin? There's a lot to talk about in these coming days. Okay, we will stop here. Next time might be uploaded from the previous cycle.